what you home.
Bring you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull.
And the other way would be
push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it.
Anything else you'd say besides carried?
Tote.
What does tote mean?
Well, the same thing as carry, but we don't use that. Some people might use it, but we carry it.
What if it's something that's very heavy? You'd say you had to what that heavy suitcase around?
I had to carry it around. Or you could use pack it around, but carry is what that we use.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
be careful. Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Go get the hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
And the tree that you can touch and be safe.
The base.
And in football, you run toward the
goal line.
And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
Okay, did you ever hear people say get shed of them?
Get shed of them, yes, but usually we don't use that over here.
Uh-huh. And say if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And you'd say, I have just wrote him a letter.
He wrote.
And yesterday he
received it.
He
wrote.
Okay. You say, and tomorrow I'll
write.
And you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you what the letter?
You address the letter.
Okay. Did you ever hear people say you back the letter?
Back the letter? No. Yes.
And you say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And say a child's learned something new, like learned to whistle. You might ask her, who
taught you how to whistle?
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you'd call him a
tattletale.
Would you use that word about, huh?
Tattletale.
Would you call a grown-up a tattletale?
You might, but you might call him a gossip, too.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you could go out in the yard and you had some things growing in the yard.
You could pick flowers or decorate that room, but
okay. And something a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Any other names for toy? What would you call a toy for a very small child?
A toy.
Did you ever hear it called a play pretty?
Yes, I've heard that term, but it was something we never use.
Uh-huh. But you've heard people call it?
I've heard that, I don't remember where I've heard this, but we never use it.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, you can't get in through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blockaded?
Or
blocked?
Talking about them tearing it up, the road's all
the repair, it's all tore up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on them, you say, go ahead and
try it on.
Or
wear it.
Or what it on.
Put it on.
And you say, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose. Deliberately.
Or he did that
on purpose.
And you say he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since.